Did you get the rest of those costumes put back up?
Mm-hmm. Only one of those people bought one. But what are you gonna do? You wait this late to buy a costume? Come on. I mean, there's only 4 hours left till the season is over, technically. Of course, we have a few more days here because we have to do all of the amazing discounts. Well, duh. This is prime home decor shopping season, baby. This is when I get everything new for my apartment. Don't you normies know anything? I'm teasing you. Ugh, I'm just ready to be off work already. Mm-hmm. Ugh, I know. There's that kegger tonight, right? Yeah. I mean, it's fun. But this is what, your second year working here? They do it every year. It's the same people for the most part. The same beer. The same snacks. So, it's fun, and it's cool to hang out with most of the people from work, but it's just a kegger. Well, of course I'll end up going. Duh. It's a party. Halloween party at that. But I just can't help but thinking there could be something way more fun to do. Hmm? Wait, what do I have to come up with everything? Okay, I could go do gravestone rubbings, or I could go over to my friend's house and have a horror movie marathon, or I could go home and get a pizza and do that by myself. But I don't know, I just want to do something more exciting this year. And I want to do it with someone who is exciting. Know of anybody? I'm joking. Oh my gosh, you are so sensitive today. Oh, right. Now I know why you really want to go. Because 90% of the girls that work here are hot goth chicks. And that's your kryptonite, isn't it? That's too bad that most of them aren't working today. Wait, what? If I didn't know any better, I would think that you were hitting on me, you little pervert. Although, it would make sense, considering when I'm putting up new displays, you are constantly wanting to hold the bottom of the ladder for me. Right. Well, see, the thing is, I'm sure you are trying to be helpful, but I have noticed you looking at my skirt on more than one occasion. Please. If I was that upset about it, I would have kicked your ass the first time it happened. Have you ever been kicked in the balls with a pair of Doc Martens? It doesn't feel good, and you never would have done it again. But see, the thing is, I didn't really mind it too much. Wait. I just had the most brilliant idea. Mm-hmm. Okay, so I'm single. You're single. And we're closing today. Do you know what that means? Well, instead of going to that stupid kegger, we could go fuck in any part of the store after hours. Haven't you ever wanted to fuck in a Halloween store? Oh. Well, it would be so hot. I didn't know that it was just me, okay? I have always wanted to do it, and I could check it off my bucket list, finally. And, well, and you'd get to fuck your goth chick. Yes. Yes, it's not just about the Halloween store fuck, okay? You're gonna make me be so gross. All right, fine. I enjoy hanging out with you. And you're kind of cute, and I do like your taste in music and horror movies, so it's not like it's just to mark something off of my list. I actually actively want to fuck you, so how about it? Let me be your goth girl for the season, and you can be forever
immortalized in my little black book as the guy who first dicked me down inside of a Halloween store. Now, you have to understand, for a goth girl like me, that's a big deal. So, what do you say?
Yeah? Are you game? Well, I'm a bit surprised. You just kind of strike me as someone who likes to follow the rules.
Oh, no. You think those cameras are real? You really think our manager went out of his way to actually put security cameras in here?
They're not real. They're just there to scare away teenagers who are trying to steal a $25 outfit.
No, we're good. No one will know. I'll make sure that everybody else leaves early, which they'll be happy to do because they're going to the kegger. And hey, if we get done and you really want to go to the party still, I will definitely go with you. All right, now go finish doing register stuff. The quicker we get through the next few hours, the quicker you and I can have some fun.
We'll catch you later. No worries. We don't mind staying after. All right, bye. Finally. Everyone's gone now.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I was just fucking around. I finished all my work earlier so that we can focus all of our time on the good stuff. Follow me. We're going to the dressing room, silly. Because it has mirrors. Haven't you ever fucked in front of a mirror before?
Really? Not at all?
Well, you are definitely in for a treat. Besides, it's a bit spooky back there. It's all dark and the rooms are all small and really shittily put together. Oh, sorry. I didn't know that you helped do that. They're really great. Come on. Go in first. What are you scared?
Okay. That was only one time. I didn't put an animatronic in here to freak you out.
See?
I only tease you because I like you and because you do that really cute little wince smirk thing. And I know that you want to be mad at me, but it's just impossible to do so. Besides, would it really benefit you to be mad at me when I'm going to do something so great for you?
What? Well, fucking is great and all, but you need a little bit of preamble. Even a terrible horror movie has some buildup. But we're not going to be doing anything terrible.
No.
Remember I told you about those mirrors?
Oh, what the fuck? What does it look like I'm doing, Normie? I'm taking your pants off.
Oh, God.
Oh, festive underwear. I'm digging it.
Me? I'm not taking anything off yet.
Haven't you always wanted a hot goth chick to blow you?
Exactly. So the garb stays on.
Oh, and when we're fucking, don't touch my boots. They stay on. Got it?
Cool.
Wow. Someone's excited. Is it the fact that we're doing something naughty? We're finally hooking up after we've really both wanted to for a long time. Let's just be honest. Or is it the fact that you're looking down at me and my mouth is so close to your cock and you get to see me lick it, suck it, and even better than that, how about we raise the stakes? Should I take my tits out for you?
You stare at them enough.
Yeah? You want to see my big titties bounce and shake while I suck your cock? Well, all right then. There. So, did they live up to the hype? Play your cards right, and I can be your all-the-time big titty goth girlfriend. Disappoint me, and, well, the seasonal venture ends today. But you're not going to disappoint me, right? Now, look in the mirror. Come on, do it. It's like having surround view. You can look down and see one amazing shot. Or you can look over there in that mirror and see another one. Look at it while I take your cock all the way to the back of my throat. I love a good throat bulge, don't you? That's it. Move your hips forward and make me gag on it, baby. Can't forget the balls. Tell me something. When was the last time you came? Oh my god, it's been that long. You're gonna give me so much cum. I love big loads of cum. No coming. You've got to fuck my pretty little pussy in this dressing room. And it is pretty. I bet you've dreamed about it. The last time you stroked this cock. Was it thinking about what my pussy would feel like sliding down on you? Well, I say it's high time to get to it then. Here, let me stand up. Ooh, I have an idea. If I press myself up against this mirror, you have such a nice view. You can watch my face while you pound me. Lift my skirt. What? Did you think I would really be wearing panties? I don't think so. Go ahead. They're cheap fishnets. Rip them. Do it. Rip my fishnets. Such a good boy. You listen so well. Right? It's so pretty and pink and tight and wet, as you can see, and heal now. I love that I didn't even have to tell you to do that. You just automatically started rubbing that swollen cockhead up and down my wet pussy lips. You turned me on so much, and choking on your cock, it made me so fucking wet. Come on, stop seizing me and put it all the way inside me. I want you to make me fucking scream. Make eye contact with me in this mirror while you shove the cock home. Yeah. Right there. Oh, man, I want you as deep in as you can go. I want you to bottom out me, please. Wow, your cock feels me so much better than I could have ever imagined. Oh, it feels so good. Yeah. I'm gonna pound my slutty little pussy till I cream all over this cock. Yeah. Please, 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 yeah, wrap your hands around my throat while you fuck me hard. Yeah. Oh, good. What? Haven't you ever had a girl that smiles when you choke her? Don't you fucking stop. I want you to come deep inside this pussy. Don't you stop. I had the right idea about you. You fuck me so good. I want you to come inside me, baby, please. I want to go home with that cum dripping out of my used little pussy. Yeah. I know. It's so tight. It's just begging you to let it knock you. Please. Yeah. Just do it. Cream pie this kind. Oh, fuck yes. Fucking up against this mirror was a good idea. I liked watching you lose it while you nutted inside me. Now tell me, that's not more fun than a kegger. Oh, hey, wait a sec. I'm gonna clean it off. Besides, I have a huge cum kink. I love it. And you taste fucking good. You know, next time you're gonna have to come in my mouth, right? I want the full experience. But your cock, covered in both our cum, best Halloween candy ever. Oh, oops, already leaking out of me, but I don't want to waste it. Should I gather it up with my fingers and eat it? Yeah. Ooh, that's right. Call me a nasty slut again. You like watching me eat your cum? Yeah. yummy. Now, what do you think we should do? I mean, we could go have beers. Or you could come back to my place and fuck me some more and I could blow you. We could even do anal and then horror movies and pizza. I mean, doesn't that sound better? See? I knew you could make the right choice.